The Roots of Armodoxy, Historical Context. Recently, I read a post on social media which said, "Don't ever say Bible reading is for monks." Am I making my child a monk? No, it isn't necessary to make him a monk. Make him a Christian. The quote was placed atop a graphic of St. John Chrysostom, a giant of the Christian church, who lived in the 4th century. Like many pronouncements made by the beloved saint, the statement is simple and profound. But something bothered me about it. Of course, it is an admonishment that we expect, especially parents or anyone concerned with Christian upbringing of a child. But something was off, and it was as simple as the date on the quote. You see, the Bible wasn't put together until the 5th century. Even more, Bibles weren't readily accessible by people until the advent of the printing press in the 15th century. So what did the words Bible reading mean in this quote? Here is a saint of the church of the 4th century admonishing people to have their children read the Bible before the Bible was put together in the form that we refer to as a Bible, and during a time when literacy was not common. When I was first ordained a priest, an elderly parishioner of mine brought a handwritten letter to me to read. This was 1982. I read it. It was of a personal nature. She thanked me and she went off. I wondered, why did she bring it to me? And it was sometime later, after I read this, that I learned that in the old country, priests would be the learned members of the village. And so it was common for people to bring written documents to the priest for reading, knowing that they would have confidentiality and a fair interpretation of the words. This episode was just a few years back, and literacy was still not common. And so I had to find out, what was the source of this quote of Chrysostom? What was St. John referring to when he said, "Read the Bible"? And I found an article, 8 quotes of St. John Chrysostom on how to raise children. And the original of the quote in question was there. He says, "Never deem it an unnecessary thing that he should be a diligent hearer of the divine scriptures." So Bible reading was loosely translated in that post from the words "diligent hearer of the divine scriptures." And while this may seem like a mere 21st century upgrade to the words, Chrysostom's words mean so much more than reading the Bible. Holy and divine scripture have a place in the church. The scriptures are a tool of the church. The words of the saint are a call to attend the body, the church, the community, the corporate worship of the church, where the diligent hearing of divine scriptures becomes possible. You see, context, especially historical context, is essential to understanding instruction in all walks of life, and especially in the spiritual and sacred world of the Christian church, and therefore Christian instruction. Since the Protestant Reformation, we have deviated from the original intention of Holy Scriptures in the church, granted that the abuse of those scriptures was cited as one of the many reasons for the reform. Still, the outcome of the Reformation, some 500 plus years later, is that the free rein on translating and interpreting the words of Holy Scripture has led to much anguish among those who are oppressed in the name of an interpretation, or excluded because of the intolerance that has been justified by a personal understanding of Scripture. In the Armenian Church, Holy Scripture is referred to as the breath of God. It is sacred. The church shares the gospel, the good news, through that breath. We will continue on this topic, but for today, I leave you with this meditation. It comes to us from the Sermon on the Mount. It is the lectionary reading for the Feast of the Holy Translators. In other words, the translators of the Bible. And Jesus instructs us, do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.